Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website purdy?
Mind your business!
Does it work right?
Mind your business!
Can people find it?
Say it! Say it!
Mind your business!
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, and you. Thank you again for listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for following us on Pinterest, and got to give props to Whiff Roasters and Lidditz for fresh grinding such great coffee, including my favorite, the coffee and chicory blend. Hey, great news. Great news for all of you. I hope you're sitting down. You know those interstitial pages we all hate? Well, Google is giving indications that they will be removing these pages and possibly penalizing you for using them. Okay. I just wanted to throw interstitial out there. I am being a little sarcastic with that. I just think interstitial is a funny word. I am serious about what I just said, but I'll explain it here. I love the word interstitial. It's a funny word, so I wanted to use it in a sentence so as to sound smarter than I am. It's another fancy-sounding word that you will hear from people, maybe in your own business arena. Those people who like to pick up on so-called buzzwords to sound like they're, you know, uber knowledgeable. Yeah, interstitial is a good word for that. But to put it in plain English, an interstitial page. See, I'm keyword stuffing the verbiage in this podcast, and it's already getting irritating, is it not? To give you a visual of an interstitial page, imagine following a link to a piece of content that you're interested in reading, and instead of getting the content, you get a promotion to download an app in order to see the content. See, a little contingency there. Yeah, good riddance, and I so hope that this happens. I hate those pages because they're not fair to you. They're not fair to any of us. It's an unqualified contingency for seeing information that was initially promised to us. And, you know, same goes for those websites that have those same kinds of boxes that show up where you have to give your name and email address in order to see the information inside the website. Friends, the truth is, if you're using these methods, you are not setting yourself apart in the right way at all. In fact, in most cases, you're actually filtering yourself out of the equation for a lot of prospective business. I don't care if you're retail, I don't care if you're business to business, I don't care service-oriented, product-oriented, you're filtering yourself out of the equation for a lot of prospective business by using that kind of method. So, you know, some people fall for this crap. I mean, we wonder, why is it even out there? And the truth is, some people fall for this crap, and they will give you their information. I mean, if the method didn't work, at least on a small scale, no one would be doing it. And we wouldn't even be discussing it here. But I'm not going to belabor the point. The bottom line is, if you're employing this kind of method, this interstitialism, stop. Please stop. To quote the great philosopher Carlos Santana, you've got to change your evil ways, baby. Now, Google themselves tried employing these very tactics, these interstitials, which I find very ironically humorous because it exposes the humanity of the mighty G, and it shows that they've done their own test and actually found this method to be garbage themselves. So, they decided, let's see what this interstitial stuff is all about. People are using it, and before we decide to penalize you for it, or before we decide to remove it from any possible equation, they decided to, you know, they decided to try it themselves. And you know what they found? They found that only 9% of people actually clicked on the download app button that they had. 69% of people, when they got to that interstitial, rather than clicking to continue what they were doing, they navigated away completely. They did not go to the app store. They did not go to the mobile site. They did not pass go. They did not collect $200. Everyone else hates this method just as much as you and I do. So don't let any marketing clown convince you to use it. And now Google is hinting that you could actually be penalized for it. So there's nothing definite yet, but usually when they hint at these things, there it's eventually going to happen. So we'll keep you posted here. Now, speaking of penalties, that provides a nice segue into discussion of the search engine optimization of your website. Very soon, I'm going to be outlining 3 to 5 major points that you need to be focusing on in preparation for 2016. Heck, I might even do that on next week's podcast. I'm getting pretty excited about it, actually. As I'm preparing for that, though, I thought it would be pertinent to take time to outline 5 SEO factors that you should be obsessing over now. Moz just did a really nice write-up of about 10 factors, and we're going to cover the 5 that I believe are really the most important in that mix. Surprise for you, proper links are still alive and well. And, well, we'll see where they fall on this list. But linking is still alive and well. Not like it used to be. It's not the be-all, end-all like it once was. But it is most definitely not dead, and it really never will be. You just have to go about it right. But we'll start with number 5. 5 SEO factors you should be obsessing over now. Number 5, traffic and query data and engagement. Again, to put that in plain English, basically, are you getting found in the right searches and getting traffic from your visibility in those searches? And are you engaging your visitors who arrive at your site through those searches? Let's say you're a custom cabinet maker in Bad Axe, Michigan. That's my favorite town name ever, by the way. Too cool. David Letterman paid trip to that town on his show in the early 80s, and I've just loved it ever since. You're a custom cabinet maker in Bad Axe, Michigan. You want to be found in keyword searches. You know, you want to be found in searches for custom cabinets Bad Axe, or even better, you want to be found when somebody's searching for Bad Axe custom cabinets. That sounds cool. Okay, you're getting found. Are people liking what they find when they find you? If you're engaging your visitors, you'll be able to see in your Google Analytics numbers for time for the average visit, and of course, your bounce rate. There are other factors in there too. You can get really granular in Google Analytics, and if you're not using analytics, shame. You need to set it up now. Pause this podcast, get your analytics set up, and then come back. I'll be here. I promise. It's up to you to educate your visitors and make sure that they're getting solid and truly helpful information through your site. Now, number 4. It's what we call keyword agnostic features. And these are at the page level, not the domain level, but the page level. This is basically the aspects of your content that don't directly have anything to do with the actual words in your content themselves. Indirectly, they kind of do, but you'll recognize some of these things because we've been talking about them regularly on the podcast here. This is stuff like the overall readability of your content. And yes, spelling and punctuation do count. I remember my professor, Lewis Day, in my media ethics class at LSU. We won't talk about how long ago that was. But I'll never forget, we had to write a 20-page term paper every 2 weeks in his class. And it was one of the best classes I ever had in my life. Best class I had in college, for sure. Because it taught us how to think, and think clearly and think properly. And I'll never forget it. Somebody raised their hand. You know, there's always some wise guy in the class, you know, who doesn't want to write. He raised his hand and said, does spelling and punctuation count? And I loved Dr. Day's answer. He looked him right in the eye, smiled, and he says, well, that depends on whether or not you want me to understand what you're saying. That's what I want you to remember here. Spelling and punctuation do count. Good grammar, too. It includes, you know, these factors also include whether or not you are HTTPS. You should be by now. You should be secure by now. Get your SSL certificate. And how about your open graph markup? The more detailed, the better. How unique and how long is your content? That matters too. Search engine bots don't actually count the number of words. But 350 words is a good number to shoot for. And you also want to make sure that you're writing and not merely spinning the words of another article. You want to make sure you're actually writing. There are programs that spin other articles. And I'm sorry, anyone who uses those programs is just an idiot or doesn't care. I'm sorry. It's the truth. I've seen the results of those article spin programs, and you truly have to be someone who doesn't care or truly someone who doesn't know better. And in the latter case, how the heck are you able to run a business if you can't properly communicate your own pride and joy? I mean, the results of those spin programs are very often unreadable, and they are so unreadable that it really exposes the fact that you don't care. Or if you're someone who just doesn't have the time and you need to trust a quick solution, it shows that your content is an afterthought. If your content is an afterthought, you're not going to get engagement on your website, period. Now, number three, the third SEO factor that you should be obsessing over now, the relevance of your content and the quality of your content and your on-page optimization. Friends, I'm not going to belabor this because I've been harping on this kind of crap for the past year in this forum. The bottom line is, put thought, research, and effort into the content you provide on your website. There's a whole raft of topics you can write about or have someone write about that are honestly relevant to your line of business and will help further educate your clients and future clients. Hey, remember, you want your current clients to take an interest in your blog page because the information you give there is a reassurance to them that they made the right choice by choosing to do business with you. You want them to like what they find when they, you know, have 5 minutes during the day and are just curious and want to look at your site. This, in turn, winds up leading to the long-term relationships that you really want. Statistics prove that it's easier to retain a happy client and earn future business with them than it is to find all new clients. The great philosopher Bob Seger had a great attitude in his early days that helped him build a career-long devoted fan base. I've seen him say this in so many interviews over the years. His philosophy was simple. Serve your audience. How are you serving your audience through your blog and the content on your website? And now that brings us to number two. I told you links would matter. Linking, page level link features. That's number two. Linking as it used to be 5 years ago and longer, which was spammy linking, is really dead. Now, some people have misinterpreted this to mean that linking itself is dead. Now, this is simply not true. It's all about how you go about your link building. What's the page rank of the domains that are linking to your website? See, page rank does still factor in. It's not the be-all, end-all that it used to be, but it still factors in. How trustworthy are the websites that are linking to you? How many different websites and pages are linking to your website? You want diversity, which is difficult when you also want quality. It takes time and a lot of patience to do this right. How about the anchor text? Can't even say that right. The anchor text, there we go, of the links coming into your site. You want the anchor text to be your brand name about 80% of the time. And the other 20% of the time, it can be keywords. But don't go crazy with keywords in your anchor text. In fact, there are some blogs, if you do guest blogging, there are some blogs that will not let you do keyword anchor text. It's pretty easy if you follow that rule. And, you know, and the others as well. It's a lot of it really is common sense. Just don't game the system. Work with the system. Always remember, those factors which you can directly control will either positively or negatively affect and influence those factors which you cannot directly control. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, which brings us back to number one, link features on the domain level. See, links, two of these five factors have to do with links. Now, this is more overall on your website. It's on the domain level, not the page level. This means that basically across your whole domain, the trust of the resource of those links matters. You don't want them passing on any bad SEO mojo to you. This means that the quantity of links coming in does matter. Proper link building is an ongoing process, and to do it right means doing it over time. Slow and steady wins the race. It also means that the domain level page rank does matter as well. There's page rank again. Does not hold the clout that it used to, but it still is a good barometer for Google and for you when you're doing guest posts, etc., for determining whether or not a certain website you desire a link from is minding their P's and Q's. Because again, you don't want any bad SEO mojo passed on to you. A website with a page rank of 3 or 4 or higher is a really good link most of the time. But remember that they're not necessarily easy to get either, which is why people still resort to shady tactics like buying links. Please don't ever do that. Don't ever buy links. And with that, I'll leave you to obsess over those factors until next time. Thank you for listening to this Mind Your Business podcast. Thank you so much. Presented by Mind Development and Design and Coffee, keeping millions of people awake and coherent for centuries. We all hope you found this information helpful and empowering for you to improve and get more out of your online presence. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for the interest on Pinterest. Send us your questions through Facebook. Comment on our Facebook page. Comment on our podcast page. Give us a call. Email us at info@minddnd.com or just click that blissfully aware ask a question button on the right side of our podcast page. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
The Samuel L. Bronkowitz production.